This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, ththank you.
Excellent. Tell us about Malka Leifer. Where are we in that case?
Well, it seems to be moving towards the sharp end of the saga. Mm-hmm. And what we've seen yesterday, as in just 24 hours ago, the extradition hearing happened in the Jerusalem District Court, where Malka Leifer appeared by a video link from a women's prison where she has been for the last 2 years. She was wearing a mask, she was wearing a headscarf, and her defense objected to photos being taken of her on the screen, but the judge overruled it. And just to remind people who have been not aware, she faces currently 74 charges of abusing pupils at a religious school here in Melbourne way back in the early 2000s, and she has been in Israel since 2008. The features of the hearing yesterday, the extradition hearing, was two arguments by her defense lawyers. One is that if she gets extradited to Australia, she won't have a fair hearing given the amount of publicity there has been. And secondly, as an ultra-Orthodox woman, who might have psychiatric issues, she won't get a fair hearing and won't be looked after in the Australian prison system.
Yeah,
and the
Australian government. Of all places. You know, it's not like she's being sent to Iran. Let's not kid.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
if you're going to choose one place where you would imagine somebody would be treated with respect in terms of religion, it's going to be Australia, surely.
Exactly. And the authorities here have obviously refuted that argument she would get the appropriate care, etc. And the other argument was that it might be that some of the claims which are offences in Australia are not offences in Israel in regarding what's held against her, which sounds a little bit of a – I'm not a lawyer, but sounds a little bit of a stretch. But nevertheless, that's what her
Well,
her
also
defense,
given the fact that these crimes were perpetrated in Australia. So therefore, it's actually completely irrelevant argument, surely.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, to quote this one barrister who was there on her defense, quote, "It's possible that acts of sexual abuse that are consented to are not equal in Australia and Israel," he wrote. I mean,
Wow.
So that's what is put forward. And bottom line is, at the end of the day, the district court, will hand down its judgment on September 21, which is exactly 2 months to go. Today is July 21. And so it's coming down to the sort of sharp end of this whole long Surrey saga.
Yeah, and let's just stop. And if the court accepts that she's going to be extradited or should be, how quickly will she be sent back to Australia?
I guess the answer to that then lies in the fact that will rely on whether or not her defense tries to lodge a yet another appeal in Israel's highest court, which is the High Court in Israel. And it might be that the High Court, given everything that's gone on, there have been over 60 hearings over the time, refuses to entertain yet another appeal and says that's the finding and you've got to go to Australia. Or if they do entertain an appeal, and which will extend things for, you know, another number of months. Okay. So I guess that's what will happen. So first of all, there's the judgment on September 21, and then how her defense reacts to that judgment.
Right. Aboriginal leader says he learned two vital lessons from the Jewish community. What are those?
So this is actually, this Aboriginal leader, his name is Noel Pearson. And personally, I actually know him well. He's an inspiring leader. And Noel, Australia is a large country, and Noel is like the de facto premier of the northern part of Australia, where there's a significant Aboriginal community. He's the sort of de facto leader up there. It's called Cape York, the northern part of the country. And Noel did his articles in a law firm in Melbourne, a Jewish law firm called Arnold Bloch Liebler, many years ago, 25, 30 years ago. The leader of that law firm is a man named Mark Liebler. And Mark has been on the world Jewish stage for 20, 30 years, a former president of the Zionist Federation here in Australia, very involved in Israel advocacy, et cetera, et cetera. And why suddenly he's in the news, as in Noel Pearson, the Aboriginal leader, is in the news. A book was launched last night, a biography of Mark Liebler, written by a former editor of The Age, which is Melbourne's main daily newspaper. And it was launched by a former Prime Minister of Australia, Julia Gillard, together with Noel Pearson. And Noel Pearson has written about this before. He said, we, the Aboriginal people, need to learn from the Jewish people in two ways. One is that, in fact, in three ways. One is that, yes, we hold on to our distinctive culture and traditions and tribal law and all of the rest of it, but at the same time, we get involved in the real world out there, law and politics and accounting and engineering and all the rest of it. Secondly, we suffered a genocide, but we do not become victims to the genocide. We learn the positive lessons from it. And thirdly, we need to speak out against racism. And in all three categories, we need to learn from the Jewish people. They suffered the genocide, but they are not victims of the genocide. They extrapolate the positive reasons from it. They hold on, Jewish people hold on to their traditions, but they get involved in a big active way in the wider world. And at the same time, they're the first ones or positive to speak out against racism. And he said, we, the Aboriginal people, need to learn from that. And this is the speech that he gave last night in launching Jewish leader Mark Liebler's book. And a major headline in The Australian, which is a national newspaper, massive headline, Jewish leader's lessons showed Pearson, the Aboriginal leader, the way. And so it's a fabulous positive.
Amazing. That is really absolutely an incredible story.
It is. And Noel Pearson has written in this vein about how we, the Aboriginal people, need to learn from the Jewish people in this way. And that's been one of his mantras for two decades or more. So it was a very moving book launch, I have to say. And also, but listening to Noel speaking so passionately and articulately about the close connection, which there is between the Jewish and Aboriginal people, connection to the land, the experience of a genocide, and the need to straddle two worlds, the cultural, tribal world, if you will, and at the same time, you know, the modern world out there.
Amazing. Really, really an absolutely incredible story. Finally, Germany Special Representative for Relations with the Jewish Organizations issues a statement relating to anti-Semitism and Holocaust Remembrance Day. Tell us about this.
So her name is Ambassador Kuchler, and she's not only Germany's representative to the Jewish people in Germany, but she's actually the current president of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, which Australia, by the way, just signed up to just recently, I think became the 33rd nation to do so. And so I've arranged for her actually to speak, obviously by Zoom, to the Australian Jewish community at a monthly meeting of the Board of Deputies. And so it is basically just, you know, using the strange environment in which we all live around the world now because of the current pandemic. And using the opportunity to engage with people who we would not be able to engage with. And so we've arranged for her to speak to what's happening in Germany. And when I spoke to her on the phone a few days ago to discuss her presentation, she's going to talk about not just the rise in anti-Semitism in Germany, but what she refers to as Holocaust distortion. We all know about Holocaust denial, but she's talking about Holocaust distortion. She said, which is even more insidious, if you will, because denial is denial and you can see what it is. But distortion, it's actually trying to manipulate the message and in so doing to insidiously undermine what the message should be.
Amazing. Absolutely unbelievable. Time is 6:26. I'm Howard Feldman. That is Vic Aladev. He's the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We get an update from Australia every Tuesday at this time.